Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one on tonight. We're so grateful. We're so grateful to the Lord for bringing us together again. Amen. We are grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. For by this we know that the Lord truly has not forgotten about us. And we thank God for his purpose and his plan for each and every one of our lives. We thank God, amen, that no matter what is going on, amen, in the earth or in our lives, the Lord has always provided a way of escape. So we're grateful tonight, amen, to have with us a man of God, amen. The Lord has laid upon his heart, amen, to come and to warn the people of God, to prepare the people of God for the things that are about to come upon the earth, amen, that we won't be surprised, amen, but that we can be a prepared people, amen. We can be a prepared people, amen. The Lord has provided this way of escape with the information that the Lord has given his manservant, and we're so grateful, amen, that he is now gracing this platform, the Prayer News Network platform, to share, amen, with as many who are here and truly understand. And we just want to say welcome tonight. Welcome to all of our listeners, amen, wherever you're listening from, amen, those far, those near, international, amen, Jesus, all the way across the end of the earth, amen, glory to God, in the whatever country you're listening from, we just want to say welcome on tonight. And we pray that you have come. Amen. We've been promoting, amen, Jesus, this end time survivalism. Amen. These seminars, we've been promoting it. And we pray that you've come ready. Amen. That you have come ready to receive what the Lord has to say. Amen. Nuggets, instructions, amen, wisdom, knowledge, glory to God, knowledge, glory to God, so we don't have to get caught up in the system, amen, so we're grateful, amen, we're grateful again tonight, amen, Jesus, that the Lord has revealed again to his servant, the prophet, amen, those things that are needful for us in this time and in this hour, amen. Listen, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and share, amen. We don't know if you've been talking, amen, telling people about the broadcast, glory to God. If you have a social media page, go ahead and let them know, amen. Here is where they need to be, amen. Tell them to come and hear, amen, the instructions from the Lord. Tell them to come and hear so that they can be prepared, glory to God, for the things and for the days that are coming ahead, amen. Go ahead and share. Let somebody know. Text a couple of people. Let them know. Let them know, people of God. Amen. It's so much, amen, that we can't tell it all. Amen. They need to, amen, glory to God. They need to hear it for themselves. Amen. We pray that you brought your pen and your paper. Amen. Glory to God. And that you're taking notes. And even as the man of God stressed on last night, if you have questions, write those questions down, because on the last night of the seminars, amen, he will be taking questions from you. So if there's anything that is not clear unto you, write it down. Write those questions down. Keep those questions. And then on the last night, amen, he will elaborate. He will elaborate. Listen, write it down so you don't forget it. Amen. Write it down so that you don't forget it. Amen. Glory be to God, because we want to have clarity in the things that the Lord is saying for us, saying to us. Amen. So again, we thank God for you, each and every one. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Even as we stated on last night, amen, we want to, amen, go ahead and get the man of God up, amen, so that in the lateness of the hour, amen, we can observe, amen, and be cognizant of your time as well as his time, amen, as well as listeners that are, amen, over, amen, the miles, amen, in other countries. We want to be cognizant, amen. Glory be to God. We want you to get it, amen, while it's fresh, amen. So tonight, people of God, and we have changed our format a bit, amen, Jesus, to give space for the word, to give space for instructions, glory to God. So we have changed our format a bit, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, but we have certainly come into the presence of the Lord. Amen. So we just want to have a word of prayer. Amen, Jesus. And after the prayer, glory to God, we're going to, hey, glory to God, have the woman of God, amen, Jesus, to come and introduce the man of God. Amen. So after the prayer, glory be to God, the woman of God, prophetess Atasha Ofeli, she will come and introduce the man of God, and right after her, the next voice will you'll hear will be that of the man of God. Amen. Glory to God again. We just want to encourage you to get your pencil and paper ready. Glory to God, get your notes. Amen. Notes, 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 people of God. Notes, notes, notes. Glory be to God. Amen. Go ahead and be prepared on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we bless you now. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight.
The recording has started.
We glorify you for your goodness. Father, we glorify you for just who you are. We're thanking you on tonight for your grace. We're thanking you on tonight for your loving kindness and all of your tender mercies toward us on tonight. Father, we're thanking you this night, oh God, for your covering. Thanking you for your shed blood. Thanking you, glory to God, for you gave your life that we might have life. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you on tonight for the fresh breath of life. Glory to God, the breath of life that gives us strength. The breath of life on tonight, glory to God, that gives us power And we thank you on tonight, glory to God, for you've empowered us, glory to God. Hallelujah, you've empowered us on tonight, glory to God. You've called us sons of God. And we're thanking you on tonight, glory be to God. And we're asking you on this night, right now, oh, glory to God. We're asking you, oh, God, should there be anything within us, or anything in any way, oh, God, glory to God, in any foul way on tonight, we're asking that you forgive us now, oh, glory to God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us on tonight. Father, we're asking you tonight, glory be to God, to look within and shine your light within us, glory to God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Let there be no forward way on tonight, glory to God, but we're asking you, oh, glory to God, to make us ready for this word. Make us ready. We're asking that you would touch our minds on tonight. Touch our minds, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, cause the spirit of wisdom and knowledge, glory to God, to rest upon us, to be able to receive that you have for us. Glory to God, that we might be a prepared people. Father, we're thanking you yet on tonight. Thanking you, glory to God, and we say, have your way. Have your way on this line. Have your way in this service. Have your way on this broadcast. Have your way over the waves, oh God, over the airwaves. Have your way, glory to God, and sanctify, glory to God. Sanctify us, glory to God. By thy presence we pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God, cause your angels, oh God, that you've given charge over us to keep us in all of our ways, to sanctify. Oh, glory to God. In the name of God, glory, God. Hey, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. And we come against the works of the enemy. We come against the wiles, his intentions tonight. Glory be to God. We frustrate the plan of the enemy in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we say you have your way. Have your way on tonight. Have your word to come forth on tonight. Enrich in power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do what you will in the midst of us. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for your servant on tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you would bless him and strengthen him now. Fortify him even the more in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you for your glory. Cause it to rest upon him now in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your word, your anointing, glory to God, your anointing, glory to God, that makes preaching and teaching easy. Glory to God. Cause it to rest now, oh God, in that precious name. We embrace your presence. We embrace, glory to God, that you're about to do. And we're thanking you now for your presence. Glory to God, even in your presence, the fullness of joy. Glory to God, meet every need, every desire of your people. Glory to God. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. Glory be to God. God. Glory to God in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. And for this, we thank you. For this, we thank you. Glory to God. With ha-ya-ya-ya-ya. Oh, God, with open hearts, with grateful hearts, we thank you and we give you praise. Father, we ask you now to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Father, hide us and we shall be hid. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For thou art Lord God Almighty. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And we thank God on tonight. Amen. Jesus, prophetess. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Just press *6. Press *6 on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And come over on the platform. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer. My name is Natasha, and I am here to introduce my pastor, my apostle, my prophet, the one who watches and prays over my household with me and for me. Just a small little introduction for him. Prophet Postel is appointed by God to bring a struggling nation to a victory through the word of God. This Florida native serves the body of Christ through a fivefold ministry function. He reconciles sinners to God and equips believers to and introduces them to the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dr. Postel is a published author of 10 books, and one of them actually went international, reaching the borders of Muslim countries. He has his doctorate in Christian education, and many other accomplishments that he made in the earth. But he is a true man of God. He is a true servant of God. And not only does he serve God, but he serves his people. He serves God's people as well. And he does it unapologetically. He does it wholeheartedly. He does it for the love of God. And he does it not for the approval of man, but only for the approval of God. And I thank God that he's in my life. I thank God that he has the opportunity to speak into your life tonight. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to my pastor, my apostle, my prophet, Virgil Postel.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We give God praise and honor tonight for who he is to us and what he has been doing for us. Amen. We honor the Lord on tonight. We thank God for our celestial intercessor, Apostle Dr. S.D. James. We also give God praise for the moderator of this line. Oh, God, we give a thanks for her being obedient and hearing the voice of God, providing a place for the people of God to come. In the name of Jesus, we bind with the enemy on tonight. All right? Amen. We thank God tonight for round two. Amen. Round two. We are in here for round two. And so we're going to go into the word of God on tonight. Amen. And then we're going to get into prayer. And then we're going to get into the lesson for tonight. We thank God for all the men and women of God, of the clergy, being in the presence of God, being in our presence on tonight. Amen. We thank God for all of you that have come near and far. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 on tonight. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 11. Amen. And it reads, I return and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches of men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen unto them all. And let's look over at Matthew, the 24th chapter, and we're going to start at verse 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not seen since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Father, we thank you, O God, for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority. Lord, we come in this atmosphere, O God, that you may be glorified and you may be lifted and exalted. Father, we pray now, God, that you will cover our hearts and our minds, O God. O Father, that you forgive us for all sins tonight, sins of omission and sins of commission even now. God, that you will blot out every transgression, O God, every sin, God, everything that we've done, hidden, God, every hidden motive and every hidden agenda. Father, we pray on tonight, God, that you disrupt every plot and every plan of the enemy. God, we shut down every tower that the enemy chants from, every altar that the enemy burns from. Father, we cancel their works now. And Father, we send back every spirit, oh God, that's not like you. God, everything, oh God, that come in the atmosphere, oh Father, God, that may have ill will and ill intentions. Father, we bind the will of it now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we dispatch the angels of warfare now. In the midst of this place, we call on Mike Hill and the host of God to stand guard and move through the atmosphere even now. We plead the blood of Jesus over tonight, oh God, that your will be so, your glory be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. We give God praise on tonight. Give God a high praise for just a few moments. Just give him a high praise. Give him a high praise. Wherever you are, just tell the Lord thank you. And bless God for just keeping you all day and all night long. We give God a high praise. Amen. Tonight we're going back into herbs. I'm going to give you bit by bit and little by little of the herbs. You're not going to get all of it at one time, but just enough, amen, to have written down, amen, because we don't want to overwhelm you with certain herbs. All right. So let's go into tea tree oil tonight. Tea tree is one of the top antibacterial essential oils because of its ability to treat wounds and antiseptic properties. So many medical studies have been done about it and its ability to kill fungi, viruses, and many bacteria. Sea buckthorn. This particular herb improves sight and prevents infection. The oil from its seed is used for treating heart disorders and asthma. And the great yellow lutea. This plant is used to treat heartburn, vomiting, stomach ache, and diarrhea. Its roots are used to make tonics and bitterness, while other parts of the plant are used in tonics and as an antiseptic. Echinacea, known for its cure cold and flu. Bundug nut, the seeds and roots are used internally for treating asthma and menstruation problems. Bayundo, it treats headaches, digestion, inflammation, and arthritis. Can be used to boost your energy levels and improve skin and hair health. And also peppermint is used to flavoring toothpaste and chewing gum. Calendula. Calendula is used to draw aphids away from vulnerable plants in the garden. It also is good for preventing muscle spasms and reducing fevers. It can treat a sore throat, menstrual cramps, and cancer. Chinese yam. This contains potassium, which helps in healthy digestion. It contains allantoids that speeds up the healing process when applied to ulcers, boils, and other skin diseases. It can also stimulate and relieve coughing, bronchial irritation, and respiratory problems. Hibiscus tea. As many of you were here before, you should have received the recipe that I left with Benjamin Bradley a while ago for hibiscus tea. But if not, I'm going to give it to you again tonight. Hibiscus tea, while starting with different, the hibiscus is a plant. It's a flower. And so easy to grow, cutting of it and put another piece together and then you put another piece with that and dip it in some water. You may not even need any root hormone to start it because it's easy to grow and it's easy to root with a root of hibiscus tree. So with dealing with a hibiscus tree, you're going to take 2 cups of fresh hibiscus flowers or a half a cup of dried hibiscus flowers and 8 cups of water. You need 1/4 cup of honey, and if you need more, add it, and 3 tablespoons of fresh lime. Now, you're going to take the flower, and you're going to pull out the inside, meaning the green part of the back of the flower, has to come off too, because that's what it's attached to. All you need is the flower petals. So all you need is the petals for the flower. And so as you are pulling these out of the flower, you're going to wash them. You're going to prepare your boiling water. Let the water boil. And you're going to steep them in this water for about 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Then after you strain them out, you're going to strain out and leave the rest of the flower petal leaves in the pot. Not in the pot, but you're going to leave them in a strainer. After you strain them out, you're going to take a half a lemon or half a lime, and you're going to squeeze 3 tablespoons of fresh lime juice inside of what's left over. Now, here's the thing. If it does not turn purple, it turn red, then you ain't do it right. Because it's supposed to turn from purple to red. Once you squeeze it in there, stir it around, you can put your honey in there. You can drink it hot, or you can put it in the refrigerator and let it cool for later. Rose water. So if you got fresh roses at your house, then you can make you some rose water. And the rose water now comes from you taking those roses and breaking them down. You take the rose, you break it down and get the petals off the rose. And you're going to put those petals in some water. You're going to wash them about 5 to 6 times. Make sure they're clean and drained off. All right, so once they dry, you're going to take 1/4 cup of dried or 1/2 cup of fresh rose petals in a saucepan and pour 1.5 cups of water in it. You're going to cover the sauce with a saucepan with a lid and bring the water to a boil. Once the water boils, lower the flame and allow the water to simmer and soak up the color and the essence of the rose petals. Ensure that the color on the petals have faded or have become colorless. This process should take you about 5 minutes. Let the water cool completely and use a sieve to remove the rose petals and store the water in a container. And once it is cooled down completely, put it in the refrigerator for about 1 week before you start using it. Lemon and elderberry, elderflower tea for fighting common cold flu and flu. Elderflowers and lemon is used to fight the common cold and flu. You're going to blend up for 1 cup, 1 spoon of elderflower and 1.5 teaspoons of lemon juice and 1 teaspoon of honey. And you put in some hot water. For those of you that have problems going to sleep, use some chamomile and lemon balm. Blend 3 to 4 cups. 1 spoon of dried chamomile flowers and 1 spoon of dried and crushed lemon balm leaves. You're going to put enough boiling water in there to cover it in. Make enough for 3 to 4 cups. What I just suggest, you drink 1 cup, because if you drink 3 or 4, you may miss your bus or you may miss your opportunity to get to work on time. Mm-hmm. These are the herbs that you can use in homemade tea blends. Holy basil. Chamomile. Lemongrass. We just talked about hibiscus. And echinacea root. Nettle leaf. Now, if you struggle with allergies or with seasonal allergies and other types of histamine sensitivity, then nettle leaf is going to be your best friend. Or you can get you some turmeric with nettle leaf in it. And then that is going to be your best friend as well. Turmeric is good for your allergies. Survivalism, emergency makeshift water filter. We told you last night how to purify it with chlorine. And let's take you and show you what to do if you don't have any bleach. You're going to need a plastic bottle or a comparable food-safe container. Another container for clean water, clean cotton or cheesecloth, coffee filter, or any kind of porous cloth, charcoal, sand, fine and coarse, gravel or pebbles. Step one, cut the bottom off. Use scissors or a knife to cut off the bottom part of the bottle you will be putting the filter material in. Step two, cut a drain hole. Use scissors or a knife to poke a small hole in the cap. If there's no cap, cut off the top of the bottle instead of the bottom for the previous step, then poke several small holes in the bottom of the bottle. Step three, first layer is your straining fabric. Stuff the bottom of the bottle with a fine cloth or paper fabric such as a coffee filter, cheesecloth, or cotton stuffing. Sand and grass can be also used in this first phase. Fill the bottom with about 3 inches of grass clippings, filter out large particles, and help give water a clean taste for the medicinal properties that is contained in grass. Then fill with 3 to 4 inches of very fine sand. So don't go out in your dark garden area or your backyard in the compost pile and get you a nice big shovel and dig out there in that rich soil, because that's not what you're going to need. You're going to need really fine sand, coarse sand, little thin sand. And like you go to the beach, that type of sand you're going to need. You want sand, not dirt. All right? Be careful not to use poisonous or unidentified weeds when collecting grass clippings. Do not use highway department sand. And it can be full of road salt and chemicals. Break up charcoal. Take charcoal from your campfire or barbecue charcoal. Do not use match instant light type because it's soaked in chemical, and use a hammer or a rock to break it down into small particles. So don't go get your instant match. Drop the bag in there and drop a little match in there and keep right on going, and now you got a fire. We don't want you to use that because that is going to have gases in it. It's soaked in fuel, and if you drink that, it will harm you severely. So you want to get any charcoal that does not have any flavor. So don't get mystique. Don't go and be trying to be fancy and say you got you some mystique water. That ain't going to go too well either because it has, once again, toxic chemicals. But you want a regular bag of coal. Go to your fire pit and that has that burned all the way down from the barbecue. Then do what? Collect those coals out of there and put them in there and use those coals. At least you know where they are. The only exception is do not use pine for this particular filter. Do not use pine coal because pine has the main ingredient that's in lighter fluid, and it provides the sap, the gas. So you don't want to use anything related to a pine tree for your lighter fluid or for your cold, for your water filter. Do not use anything pine. Now watch this. Go by, well, not Walmart, but Lowe's. Get you a 10-millimeter hose, about 5, 6 feet, 7 feet long, and you want to get a mason jar. You want to take the hose home, and you want to get the mason jar and drill a hole in it. Get you a drill bit and drill 10-millimeter circle in the top of it. And what you're going to do is you're going to take the tool that you get from Lowe's or any hardware store that has them, and you're going to stick it down inside of this mason jar. Get you some electrical tape. Remember the electrical tape last night, right? You're going to get the electrical tape and go around the top of it and seal it so nothing gets in the cracks. And you're going to go to your pine tree. You're going to go to your pine tree. You're going to drill a hole in the pine. Not too deep. Not too close to the edge. You want to get it far enough in there. Now, remember, once you use this drill bit is only used to drill a hole for the pine tree. Once it is drilled inside of the pine tree, you want to set the jar in a place or dig a hole and bury the jar where it cannot be disturbed, where nobody can knock it over. And as the sap drops in the spring, there is your lighter fluid. That is how you keep lighter fluid continually. Because not only is the pine tree the same type of fuel you use to get your lighter wood from, but it's also you can collect the sap and scrape the sap on what you're doing. Now, if you had a good old soap recipe, you can take that pine tar and create you a bar of soap for your family or your husband or your son. Second layer. Pulverized charcoal. Pour about 3 inches of pulverized charcoal into the bottle. If available, cover with another coffee filter to prevent charcoal from being displaced too much during filtration. So you want something to make sure it stays in place. Your third layer, fine sand. Add a 2 to 3 inch layer of the finest sand you can find. This and the subsequent layers you will add are to filter out particles in the water. Do not, once again, use highway dirt sand, as it can be full of road salt and chemicals. And do not use the sand where you park your car because it has potential to have oil stains and gas stains in it. Go to the hardware store and buy you a bag of sand and just keep it, keep your sand stored in your shed or your back porch or wherever where it can't be wet. Keep your sand somewhere where it can't get messed up for a time such as this. Fourth layer, coarse sand. Add a 2 to 3 inch layer of coarse sand or very small pebbles. So now you're going from two different types of sand. Or now use the pebbles. You can get them too. The smooth stones, you can get them also from Lowe's. So you get those stones, and you can get the small ones from Lowe's. And you can put them down in there as well. Fifth layer, fine sand. Add an additional 2 to 3 inches layer of fine sand, multiple bearing filter stages, like a reverse osmosis system, ensuring that most of the particles present in the water are caught. Now, what you're going to need is this. Go get you a 3-liter. Get you one of the big old soda bottles, some RCA soda bottles. Get one of those from the store. Not the small bottle mouth, but get a big bottle mouth. All right? Because it's bigger, and then you'll create a larger filtration system, which will be able to handle more water passing through it. All right? Sixth layer of gravel. added 2 to 3 inch layer of gravel or small rocks to prevent the water being poured in from displacing the sand. The 10th top layer is the top, which is the strainer. So you want to cover the top of the filter with a piece of porous cloth, such as a bandana or cheesecloth. This step is optional, but helpful in straining away any large debris from the water, saying by in Jesus' name, the water, and stop the pouring from displacing the sand inside the filter. Number 11, pouring a collecting. Pour water slowly into the filter while holding it over the second container. Make sure to wipe off or clean the collection of the container. Pour water slowly as not to disturb the filter so much or to cause the filter container to overflow and possibly spilling unfiltered water into the collection container. Final stage. Even though you have done all of that, you still need to have your filter, have the water filtered through many different layers of microbes can still exist in the water and still need to be sterilized. Boiling the water in a pot or a kettle is the easiest way. You can also use sunlight to sterilize water, pour filtered water into a clean, clear plastic or glass bottle up to about three-fourths full, and screw on the cap. Shake for 30 seconds and seconds to add more oxygen to the water. Place on a light or reflective surface in direct sunlight. The amount of exposure it needs, it depends on the weather condition. A clear day requires 6 hours of exposure, whereas 50% or more cloudy coverage will require 2 days of sunlight. Starting a fire. Gave you part of this last night. We'll go into it now. Give you 2 steps on how to start you a fire if you don't have matches or lighters or anything like that. But you have batteries. We're going to start with a 9-volt battery and foil. Cut a very thin strip of the foil wrapper long enough to connect the 2 ends of the battery. Make the middle of the strip thinner than the 2 ends. Position yourself close to a pile of kindling and hold the 2 ends of foil against the 2 batteries. And you want it on both of the terminals because it's going to heat up on one of the sides. Within seconds, the strip should ignite, and if you're quick, you can use this flame to light the kindling. Now, if you don't know what a flint rock is, I want you, the next time you're out in your yard and you see a smooth stone, I want you to pick it up, and I want you to find another stone, and I want you to tap them generously or rub them generously together. In about 2 to 3 minutes, I want you to put them up to your nose and smell them. And they should smell like something burnt. That is flint. There's another method of fire on another source to start a fire. All right, so the best type of steel wool to use to start a fire. You'll generally get the best results by using these numbers. So they steel wool comes in numerical value. Extra fine steel wool to start a fire using this technique. I was perfectly fine to use other types, but you're going to use the fine steel wool, extra fine. And its number is 000. And then what you do with the steel wool is you liquidate all your pieces of fibers and what you're going to use to start the fire, which you're going to locate all of that stuff. And then after you locate all of it, you're going to have a 9-volt battery. You're going to put that 9-volt battery right there on that steel wool. And that should start you a fire. But make sure you have your kindling there. Now, your kindling is going to be like wood chips or pieces of paper and all of this stuff. Raised garden bed. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Raise garden bed. Now, if you don't like to play in the dirt, you don't like to grow your food, I suggest you get a head start and go and gather up what is left on the shelf before prices get too high for even a rich people to afford it. And so, and you got to be mindful that they're already limiting stuff to so many number per household. So you can't go in there buying up all of this stuff. And I'm not even going to ask who still got any government subsidies and money that the government gave you to invest and to keep. And y'all took and spent about Nikes and Louis Vuitton purses and coaches and all these things. So if you don't have it, then you're in trouble. So a raised garden bed, you need 4 2x4x10s. You need 4 2x4x10s. You need 4 2x4x8 small PVC pipes and caps. You need 4 2x4x10 fern strips. And 4 2x4x8 fern strips. You need 1 stapler, 1 large box of large deck screws, and 1 small box of small deck screws. You need garden mesh, 2 rolls. And you need garden plastic, 2 rolls. Now, what you're going to do with these particular items, very simple. You don't have to cut nothing. That's why I gave you these numbers. You can go right to Lowe's or any hardware store, and they got the lint right there. You don't have to cut nothing. And so you can cut it if you choose. But based upon the size of your family, you may need more than one of these, because these garden beds are going to be only 8 feet wide, and they're going to only be 10 feet long. So if you can get enough rolls in there to feed your family for a while, then you're good. But if you need extra, then you're going to need more lumber. And now you might want to go and get your lumber now, since the lumber is stabilizing in price, but go and get it before it goes into another recession. You don't want to go and try to buy lumber and then the lumber ain't there, or it's too costly. Or you can go and get you one of the machines to cut and trim your own lumber down. All right. So when you get the material, you're stacking the long board on top of each other. Don't stack the long boards on top of each other. Stack the short boards on top of each other. The ones that are 8 feet long, they go on top of each other. And so you're going to get a post. Not the post that they do for the fences, but you're going to get a square-headed post. And you're going to cut that down. And you're going to cut it into height. So measure the height. The only work you're going to have to do is measuring the height of the garden bed of the post. And you're going to put 2 of them cut to measurement on each end and 2 of them across from each other. And that's going to be your braces. All right? Then you're going to take the longest fern strip, the 10-feet long fern strip. You're going to take it. And once you take that fern strip, what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and get you some clamps, hinges, With the hinges now, you're going to get enough hinges. I'd say about 4 or 5 hinges. All right? Because what you're going to do is you're going to take it and you're going to make sure that it sits flush on the back half of the raised bed. And you're going to connect the hinges all the way down. All right? Then you're going to take your 8-foot strip, fern strip, and you're going to do the same thing on the sides. You're not going to use the hinges, but now what you're going to do is you're going to make sure that you connect them. Make sure you connect them. You're creating a base. But you're not tacking this base down to the raised bed. The only part of the base that should be connected to the raised bed is the back. You're going to run the same strip 10 feet long in the front. So all you're doing is connecting. You get a piece of wood, and you just cut a piece of wood and make a support system, sit across the wood and just drill it in there so it fits. You don't want it to sit up, but you want to leave your thick piece of wood that you use to connect it on the inside and not the outside. You're going to take a roll, 2 rolls of the garden mesh and get you your stapler. And you're going to go down the whole garden bed, and you're going to staple the garden mesh all the way in there. And I know you said, man of God, what do we need that for? Seems like we just add stuff now. You need it to keep the weeds out. You need it to keep ants from building the bed. You need to keep things from growing in there and contaminants from slowing the process of your food. Once you have that established, you want to take your plastic now and measure it to length and width and cut it. But you're not applying it. You're going to get your PVC pipes and start on one end. It should be one PVC pipe and the cap screwed in to the fern strip, front to back. Start on one end and then skip that middle section and go to the other end. Then you will see the two areas of how you need to space them out in the middle. After you do that, you're going to get your stapler, and you're going to go across the top with your plastic, measure it, make sure it's tightly fit. But you're going to also make sure that top layer that's on the fern strip can go all the way back, exposing it to much sunlight as possible. All right? So once you got exposed as much sunlight as possible, what you want to do is you want to get a layer. Get you some pipes. Some extra PVC pipes. I'm going to show you something real quick. I ain't going to go. Extra PVC pipes. And you're going to connect them. You're going to drill little holes in them. You're going to drill little holes in the PVC pipes. And what you're going to do is you're going to take you some jungle mix soil from Lowe's, and you're going to fill the whole bottom. You're not going to fill it all the way to the top. You're going to fill the whole bottom, enough that it's off the ground, and you can tell it's off the ground. Then you're going to take those PVC pipes. Now, one end of those pipes need to be sticking up out of the ground. Drill a hole in the side of it, on the side of your garden bed. I'm going to show you this real quick. Drill a hole inside of your garden bed and let the pipe come out of that hole and stick up in the ground like an elbow. Put an elbow in there, an elbow pipe in there, and let it sit straight up in the air on the outside of the raised garden bed, right? Then what you're going to do is you're going to take your next level of dirt, should be peat moss or a mixture of some kind of bone soil or fertilizer. You want a layer of that. And if you make your own compost, mix it all in. Then what you want to do is you want to lightly get some cow manure and mix that in a little bit. Not much, because too much of it will burn your food. It'll burn with you. But you want to mix it in a little bit to give your food a boost. And it's okay to use organic soil, because I'm going to teach you how to get organic seeds. You get the, once that is done, watch this. It's done. This ain't even in here. What you're going to do is you're going to order a strip, two strips. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Two strips of LEDs, LED lights, two strips. You're going to buy you five packs of 9-volt batteries. And you're going to order from Amazon 9-volt battery attachments. Or you can take them out of them chirping fire alarms that y'all been ignoring for years and ain't changed the battery in it. Take them out of there. All right? And so you're going to get at least two strips, and you want them at least 10 feet long. 10 feet long each. Now you can get them solar, or you can get them battery power. You can get them where you can plug them in. But I'm showing you, if you get them without them being battery powered, it's regular strips, you can take the positive, which is a red wire and the black wire, and connect it to the positive and the red wire for the 9-volt attachment, and then you can connect the battery to it. Stick the battery up under the furnace strip, up under the covering, and then you have a growth light for at nighttime. You want to make sure you plant your seeds according to the footage. Don't overcrowd your garden, and if you do overcrowd your garden, make sure you leave enough space to be able to space your food out when it begins to grow. Now, this is what you have with the design. You have a raised garden greenhouse bed, meaning that in the wintertime, if your garden is in the heat or directed in the sun, your food will still draw light, meaning you don't have to plant based upon an almanac, but you can plant and believe God to grow you food year-round. So if you want collard greens, mustard greens, peas, beans, whatever it is you want, corn, put it under them. However, if you do corn, you got to think about raising your bed up high. And you got to look at how much of a height you're going to need to raise. Measure the high stalk of the corn. Measure the high stalk of your cane. Whatever it is you're trying to grow, make sure your bed is high enough to accommodate plants that run, such as melon, such as tomatoes, and make sure they do all of that. You got a place to do that. Get you a 5-gallon bucket. Get you 2, 3, 5-gallon buckets. You're going to take the 5-gallon bucket, and you're going to take the eyes off the potatoes that you cut, and you're going to plant it in the soil inside the 5-gallon bucket with drill holes in it. And there's your potato plant. Now, you can take collard green seeds and put them inside of a 5-gallon bucket and grow you continual greens in your house and just pick off of them. Or, like I shared with you yesterday or last night, the hydroponic system. Grow your collard greens in your house. Hydroponic system raises high in the air, and you can have greens right there. Pick them right there. Clean them, cut them, and put them inside of your pots. You can smoke meat. You can do the same thing with your potatoes. Can't put them in the hydroponic grow, but you can grow them in a bucket. Sweet potatoes, same way. Grow them in a bucket. Now, onions. I'm going to show you how to have continued onions for the rest of your life. Go, when you go to the store, next time you get a little 89-cent pack of scallions. I don't care if you don't live, have enough land or whatever. Get you a little pot. I'm going to show you something. Get you a pot, and you're going to put soil in the pot, and you're going to take the scallions after you cut it off. Now, I know anybody eating all that whole scallion now, that whole root and all that. Something wrong with you. You cut that piece off. You take that piece, and you're going to put it root down in the ground and leave the stem up and let it sit. Don't bother with it. Leave it in the soil. Now, those of you that's heavy-handed with water, go and get you a spray water gun or a spray bottle. and spritz it daily if it's dry. Some of y'all may need to get something to tell you when your soil dry, because y'all would kill a bottle of water if it was growing in your yard. So get the spray bottle and spray it over there and get you a test of soil thing that you can get them off Amazon to tell you when your soil dry and it needs water. Some of y'all plant them out there and say, blessed in Jesus' name, and keep right on going. The pro-plant struggle for months and years, and it start turning green and yellow, and you say, oh, something wrong with it. I don't know. I give it water, but you ain't gave it water in months. So you want to make sure that you provide substance for it. But if you do that with these scallions, you'll have, and all you need to do is clip them off. Let them grow long, clip them off, put them in the refrigerator. Let them grow long, clip them off, put them in the freezer. Let them grow long, clip them off, clip them off. Get your seeds. Listen, you got a harvest. Understand me. You have a full harvest with anything you get from out of the produce section of the store. Anything that bears a seed, it can go in the ground. Anything that bears a seed can go in the ground. You understand me? So that means if you go and you get apples, oranges, peaches, and with the peaches, crack open the shell and get the seed out. Plums, peel open the shell and get the seed out. Mango, brush open the shell and get the seed out. Fire the mango, I put it in a cup with a little bit of water and with some toothpicks in it. When it starts getting the stem in it and the green stem starts coming out of it, you ain't got to worry about a leaf sticking up or nothing. Stick it in the dirt and keep it right on moving. Keep water on it, keep it in sunlight, and you're good. As long as it can drain, don't overwater it. Tomatoes, cut them off. Let the seeds that be showing, if the seeds are showing, drop it in the dirt, cover it up, and keep it on moving. Continual grocery. And you're buying from what? The store. Because the spirit of laziness have come into the body of Christ. And we rather struggle to pay the man in the store $2 for one tomato instead of getting one tomato, cutting that tomato off, and putting it in the ground. You'll throw away your whole inheritance because of the spirit of laziness. Fruit trees. There you go. These are the zones for these particular fruit trees. So if you want to know why your trees ain't growing like they should, we're going to go through a few of these and then we'll touch on more of them tomorrow and some more herbs on tomorrow. Peach trees, USDA zone 4-9. But they do best in zone 6-8. You gotta have sun exposure. You gotta have full sunlight with ample morning sun. Need a well-drained soil. Fertilizer, slightly acidic, in between 6-6.5. Mulberry trees, USDA zones, 5-9, but some varieties are hardy to zones 3-4. Full sunlight or light shade. Well-draining, fertilized soil. Apple trees, USDA zone 3-8. Sun exposure, full sunlight, ideally on the north side of the property. And seeds need well-drained texture, not clay soil, with a slightly acidic range of 6.0 to 6.5. Citrus fruit trees, USDA zone 8-10 in the ground. Full sunlight and wind protected and well-draining humus-rich soil. All right. Ham radio license. I want y'all to look that up when you get a chance. And if you got your cell phone, which I do, which I know you do, maybe I'm on speaker, I want you to Google ham radio license. And you need a Baofeng radio. You need a Baofeng radio. All right? Bear with me for a moment. Hey man, so a ham radio license. You have the technician license. You have the professional license. And you have the utility license, I believe, in the middle of that. But one of the licenses, once you get one of the licenses, it's $15 for the license itself. Once you get the license for the ham radio, they're going to offer you the opportunity to take the test for the other license. Now, the benefit of having a ham radio is, when grids go down and you cannot use your cell phone, then you have the opportunity to use the ham radio to be able to still receive calls from your family members and your loved ones, all right? So after you have gotten a ham radio, one of the things that you want to consider with your ham radio is this. Learn how to use it before you get it. Learn how to program it before you get it. And once you learn how to program it before you get it, make sure you get the programming software to your computer. Now, the only thing with ham radio programming, it is only for a Windows computer. So if you don't have Windows, they offer a MacBook setup or a Mac OS setup. But the Mac OS setup is a bit complicated. And because it's a bit complicated, it's not as a one-two step as some would be able to just install it and keep it moving. And so because of that, the ham radio is easier to program on a Microsoft computer than it is a MacBook or an Apple system, because it's a two-step process. And it's not going to easily take it, because depending on the year of the computer, it may reject the program. It may kick it out. All right? When you get a chance, go to Google, because I know some of you, you're not going to abide by the instructions. You're still going to do what you want to do. But many of you haven't even went and discerned and prayed and said, God, what is going on with the food? Why there's no food? Why is the food so expensive? So for those of you that they're too cute to play in the dirt and sow seed in the ground, you're going to go to your Army surplus store in your local area. And if you're married to somebody in the military or you're a retired military and got access to the barracks, go there. Go to Post and get you some MREs. Or you can order them from Amazon. You can also order your family survival food kit from Amazon. All right. Now, you need to study your state and local laws. Understand that every state and every municipality inside of a state has their own set of charters, rules, and laws. Now, see, you got a state law, but inside of your state, there's county laws, there's city laws. So your county will be the seat that your city sits under. Your state will be where your county seat is and your city seat is. The county provides the state funding. Well, the state provides the state funding for your county. The county is responsible for distributing these funds to your city. Now, the state has its own constitution and its own charter, just like your county has its own constitution and its own charter, and your city, so forth. All right? You need to become very familiar when your state is releasing federal funds for black-owned businesses, first-time business starters, first-time business owners. You need to become very familiar when your state is releasing grant money. And you need to go online and get you a sample grant form, a sample grant form, and learn how to write grants and become a grant writer. Learn how to write a grant. Get a stamp. They got free grants on the internet. You can see how to write a grant. Get a sample. Go to Google. Just type in Google sample grant, and you'll pull up all the little sample grants you get. Just get a PDF form and print it off and follow the steps, but just in your own words. And what you're going to do is when there's free money floating around, you're going to pull the resources in. See, everybody should have a foundation somewhere. Because the Bible said the poor you have with you always. Everybody needs a foundation outside of your church. You know, you have your church, but you got to have a foundation. So what's the foundation? What you do? What's the philanthropic duty that you do? You got to understand how to read a budget for your city. How to read a budget for your city, public administration, one of my majors. You got to understand how your city funds itself off of the dollars that it gets, and if the dollars are being appropriated towards urban development, urban planning, and if your community is able to get funds for projects. You got to know all of this. You need access to this information. A city budget is always public record. County budget is always public record. Pull them and read them. Look at miscellaneous dollars. Look at what was left over. Now, understand this. It is a well-known practice for a city or a county to make themselves shift dollars into miscellaneous funds to be continually in the red every year to get more money from the state. So where does the money go? So if it gets millions of dollars and it's only using a small percentage of it, especially if you live in a small city, and the city getting $30, $40, and $50 million a year, and they're not top heavy, meaning they don't have many supervisors, bosses, or managers, and leaders in these positions, in high positions, meaning they don't have to spend money paying staff or paying high-ranking people, meaning they got enough money to dispense in their budget all the way around. And they, if they just bought police cars and ambulance or police cars, they don't have to buy ambulances and fire trucks because that's done by the county. So your job would be to understand where is the miscellaneous going to? What is miscellaneous? Now, when they say they build parks, or they're building parks for your city, and they say that they have private donors, look at the spec sheet. And if it shows that the private donor gave X amount of dollars, way out of a blind trust or just gave blindly to your city or your county, then what you do is after you see what they gave, go back and look at the fiscal year budget and watch and see where the money's been reduced from. one way and one coming to give it. So inside my city, the government took money and said it was donated. Or we got millions of dollars to build a multiplex, and we're building it in nothing but for the white folks. Because what they built it was for tournaments and softball and all this stuff. They just started opening it up for people that were minority to use it. But they said they used it, they took the money, and this is what they used it for. But when you look at the budget, the miscellaneous amount of money that was used or spent, because, see, miscellaneous has no name but miscellaneous. There's no line by line, there's no line detail to that budget there. There's no strategic accounting to it. So you can't tell what miscellaneous is. You have to go and look at the public budget. You have to look at the budget. And you got to know, as a public administrator, as someone that worked in public administration, knowing how the budget is written, you got to know how to go in and find that budget. And not only find the budget, but you got to know how to go in there and see what it was used for. Put the numbers together and make common sense. You got to do an audit on the money that they used to determine where it went. And once you determine they took money and just shifted money and called it miscellaneous to fund their own personal projects for the city, is letting you know that they're misappropriating government funds. Man, if you know somebody that want to run for office, then you challenge them based upon the facts. But if you don't have hard facts, knowing that they are stealing from the government and from communities. See, there's enough money in there. And many of you don't know, I'm telling you this. Every government, a funding for urban development, urban planning, they get money for underdeveloped communities. Don't let them fool you and make you think they don't get money for those poverty communities or projects. They do. They get money for them, and they get grant money for them. But they use the money on whatsoever they desire. And so instead of them putting infrastructure and all these things together, they take the money and build parks and rob them, the community, of bathroom and fresh water. Now, every white park here probably got fresh water, but the black park here don't have a bathroom or a cold water fountain. So what does that tell you? So they're from the underprivileged communities by keeping the community underprivileged. Each government, a community or a city has funds to put in programs for their citizens who are individuals who are undereducated, who need tutoring, who need to get their high school diplomas and GED. However, they do not provide or put the money into the system like it should. They take the money and put the money elsewhere. So forcing poor people in the community to remain poor and never come out of their poverty, because poor people make their money. Because without poor dollars, your government will not function. I say this all the time as a business major. Rich people don't need nothing but to get saved and get their life to Christ. It is the poor people who fuel the economy. It is poor dollars who fuel the economy. If you want to crash the old oligarch of white supremacy and white American dollar, white markets, if you want to crash these systems, the only way to change the way white people lead in business is that black people come out of being in these businesses with them, and black people start their own business. Remember the facts. There's 37.7 million people start their own company. So what does that tell you? We have the power to sink a system. We have the power to sink a system. 37.7 million people. 400,000 people. It is the minorities who keep their business afloat. You take out the trash. You fix the burgers. You do all of the jobs that they don't want their children to do. You qualify with all the degrees, but they hire their blonde-headed, blue-eyed daughter or grandson, and put them there who do not qualify. The only thing that qualifies them is their blood. So understanding that if we're going to, if people who are in minority position are going to rise from where they are now, you've got to change the way you think. You got to peel back the layers and realize that you're intentionally placed in poverty, intentionally placed there, that you can work 30 years for a corporation as an executive head and never become a CEO, never become a decision maker, and never make the dollars to feed your family. Never get the raises that you need to feed your family. And that's because, not that you ain't tried, it's because the fix is in. And the fix is not only in law, but the fix has been in economics as well. So what does that mean? In view and law, psychology and psychiatry was created for white men to get off. Not even a white woman can escape. The only thing that got her way, getting her way with things that she do is she cry and holler. She screams. And then they believe her. The psychology and psychiatry was never designed for your sons and daughters. These methods were designed for all men who are white. Meaning that it is a system that has been rigged to continue to create oppression. But if you believe God tonight, the Lord will break the bands of the wicked and he will give you strategies. He will give you ideas and business concepts that you will raise you and your family up out of poverty and out of the bondage that the enemy tried to put you in Jesus' name. We're closing right here tonight. Amen. We thank God for all of you on tonight. I do apologize for all the background. I'm not sure what's going on with the dog. But I walked away and let him bark all by himself. But we, I do apologize tonight. But tonight, if anybody has any prayer requests tonight, if any prayer requests tonight, press star 6 and come over on the platform. Thank you, Jesus. Any prayer requests on tonight? Any prayer requests? Open to God, is anybody on the platform?
Let's see. No, doesn't look like there's anybody on the platform, property. Hold on a minute. Let's think. It's free. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we got him. I'm gonna transfer it in your hands briefly. And,
okay. Awesome. Awesome. People of God. Awesome. Couldn't you just see as the man of God was rolling out. Amen. Rolling out these plans. Amen. Rolling out these processes for us. Could you just see your raised garden? Amen. Can you just see it in your mind, God, as the expressions and the instructions, amen, were coming unto us, Lord God? I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Amen. I want to, amen, certainly try and even the gardening, amen, the tips of the gardening and the scallions, and I just love scallions, amen. So I'm excited to try, amen, so many of these things, as the man of God said, not just to be a listener, but to be a doer, amen. And if we are doer, if we are do as we've been instructed, people of God, we will find that we are well prepared. Amen. Glory be to God. I thank God on tonight. Amen. Thank God for you, man of God. I bless the Lord. Glory to God. Now listen, people of God. I know that some of these words are just a little challenging, but that's okay. Amen. Just tell them the best you can. And then, even as the man of God said, just go and Google it. Amen. If you can just put something in that is close to it, you'll be able to get what you need. Amen. Glory be to God. But we just thank God for the information in light of, we thank God for the information. We thank the Lord for allowing the man of God to come and give instructions to help us again to be prepared. There are treacherous times before us, people of God. There are treacherous times before us. Amen. Many of these decisions that are being made, glory be to God, we have yet to see the backlash of so many of these decisions that are being made by our leaders. But again, we thank God for his word, because he sends his word that we can be prepared so that we don't find ourselves, glory to God, we don't find ourselves caught. We don't find ourselves stuck with not knowing what to do. But if we go ahead and start now, start on it as soon as possible. Start on it now. Start on it when? Now. Amen. Glory be to God. And we know that it's going to be, for some of us, trial and error, because we've not, amen, come this way before. But people of God, I just believe, we just believe that if we walk in faith, if we walk in faith and walk in obedience, glory be to God, the Lord will give us the increase. Amen. Glory be to God. So I don't know about you, people of God, but I'm ready. I'm excited again about seeing the outcome. Glory be to God. And just really, amen, doing, obeying, and reaping the benefits and reaping the increase in what the Lord has spoken unto us on tonight. Now listen, people of God, as the man of God has already said, we've already mentioned it at the beginning of the broadcast. If you have any questions, if you have any questions, as the man of God has already forestated, if you have any questions, amen, write your questions down. And on the last night of the series, he'll be taking those questions and he'll be elaborating and giving us, amen, he'll be giving us further instructions or further rolling out, amen, that you missed or that you didn't quite understand. So please do write your questions down, amen. Write them down, amen, Jesus, and we shall get the answers to, amen, what we need. But again, we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We thank the Lord for this night. This is night number two, as the man of God said. Amen. This is the second round. And tomorrow night, amen, tomorrow night, it's so much information, people of God, so much information. You don't want to miss not one night. You don't want to miss it. Amen. You don't want to miss it. So we want you to be sure to tell somebody, invite somebody to come and listen. Come, amen, and get prepared. Amen. We're prepared people. Amen. Glory be to God. So certainly invite someone to come. Invite them to come and be with us, to be with you. Amen. In this preparedness. Amen. Jesus, in this preparedness. Glory to God. So again, we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For you, man of God, we bless God for you. We thank the Lord, amen, for all that the Lord has given you. And we're thanking you for unselfishly coming to share with the people of God, amen, that we can be prepared in these times ahead, amen. But again, we thank God for you, man of God, for availing yourself, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. We just can't thank you enough. Amen. So at this time, man of God, amen, Jesus, we're just going to release the platform back unto you. Amen, Jesus. And please know that we are certainly praying, people of God. Certainly be praying. Be praying, people of God, because so many are not getting word like this. So many people are not getting this type of word for preparedness. Amen. Glory be to God. So many people, amen, are not getting. Listen, the Lord is concerned about the whole man. He's concerned about the whole you. Amen. Glory to God. And this is, amen, taking care, amen, of the you, the body, amen, the soul, amen, the mind, glory to God. And so we thank God on tonight. Again, man of God, God bless you on tonight. God bless you on tonight. We appreciate you. And one more thing, people of God, listen, we want to let you know that we realize that it is a lot of information, but we want to let you know that you can receive a copy of the broadcast. We will text it to you. If you will, if you would like to get a copy, go ahead and text us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. The first number that you can text is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Now, for our international listeners who may not have, amen, Jesus, the long-distance dialing, you can certainly reach out to us on WhatsApp. You can certainly text us, let us know you would like to have a copy. We'll certainly get it to you. And that number that you can text is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. As well, don't forget, you can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page and listen to this broadcast or any of the broadcasts. In particular, if you don't have the capability to download the broadcast on your phone, you don't have to be restricted. You can certainly go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page and listen to this broadcast or any of the broadcasts. Be sure to share them, people of God. Be sure to share the broadcast. Help us to get the word out. Amen, Jesus, because, amen, Jesus, again, the Lord, he's concerned about all mankind. Amen. Glory to be to God. And we again thank God for this platform. Amen. And man of God, at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to you on tonight. We thank God for you again. Amen. And we're going to release the platform back unto you for final remarks and for the prayer of dismissal. Platform in your hand.
Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Thank you, Evangelist Bradley. We thank everybody for being here tonight. We just thank God for what he's doing in this time of the season. Amen. My prayer every day when I sit and meditate before service and hours before service throughout the day is, God, give me something that is not in the notes. Give me something that you have not already given me for the people of God. Give me something to add to what is already there, Father. And God has been doing it since day one. He's been taking us into places is not even written down and studied. And he's just been speaking according to his heart's desire for us to live and not die. And I just thank God for all of you participating. Thank God for everybody in their respectful places. I just thank God for what he's doing. Amen. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you, O God, for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority. We thank you for your spirit, Father. We thank you for dwelling among us on tonight, God, and being our ears and being our voices, O God. We thank you, O God, for seeing the need that we have, O God, seeing God, and having us in your heart, O God, and providing for us. God, we speak life over our life tonight, that we shall live and not die. God, that you'll bind the works of the enemy on tonight. God, that we cancel every assignment the enemy has set out against us. Father, we pray, O God, that even as we rest on tonight, but never, God, leaving your presence, O God, that we have dreams and visions on tonight. Deal with us in a way we've never been dealt with before, God. When we wake up, God, let us have a mission and a mandate in our heart. In Jesus' name, we ask you, God, to cover this line. Bless them, O God. Bless those that are coming, O God. Bless the increase, Father. Bless the increase of health. Bless, O God, the things that have come from near and far. In Jesus, yes, Lord, we thank you now, Master, for that which you'll add to. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for that which you'll add to. And that will come, even in the near time, not far from now. We thank you in Jesus' name for what you're getting ready to do in this ministry and this line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Yes, Lord. We love you now, Jesus, forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you on tonight. We love you. We love everybody on tonight. We thank God for everybody. See you here on tomorrow night. Bring a friend. Bring a cousin. Bring an auntie. Bring somebody that you know needs to hear this word. Amen. Be blessed.
Amen. And that does conclude our broadcast on tonight, people of God, and we will see you on tomorrow night. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.